Blog Talk Radio.
Network.
I am excited about what the program is going to be about tonight. I have some special guests in our studio on tonight, and I will be introducing them shortly. I am going to just kind of set the scene here because many of you may know or you may not know that Coach D actually was born and raised in Compton, California. I'm not sure, back in the 60s, there was a couple of hospitals, and when you were born in Compton, you was either born at one or the other. Now, that was in my generation. Of course, more hospitals were built, you know, people went to different places, but I was born in Torrance General, and then you had Big General downtown. And so I find it amazing that this young lady that I'm getting ready to introduce, I met her probably a year ago, and but ironically, we grew up on the same street around the same people, knew a lot of the same people. Our families knew each other. And so I just thought that was funny how God, in his design of things, that he would bring things around a full circle. And this literally was a full a circle that went around. So without further ado, I would like to welcome to the studio the founder of Concrete Rose Foundation, the founder, should I say, Tony Robinson and Lottie Johnson. Are you in the studio on tonight?
Yes, I'm here. This is Tony.
Hello, everybody. Well, my name is Lottie.
Well, good evening, ladies. Welcome to the Process and the Pain. I am so excited to have you on the show tonight.
I am excited as well. Thank you for having us.
Well, great. Well, we're going to try to just get as much information as possible. We're all not in the actual studio together, so I want to acknowledge that if people hear a little overtalk, because we're not all in the studio, we're all calling from different locations, but glory to God, we're here. So first of all, what I would like to do, Tony, is I'm going to start with you, Ben, that you are the mother in this duo. Just tell us a little bit about Tony.
Well, as you stated, I grew up in Compton also. And, you know, like a lot of people, I got caught up in gangs at an early age. And, you know, I was living that lifestyle, running around. I got caught up in, you know, some of the wrong dealings, such as drugs and, you know, things like that. And so I had it kind of hard growing up and, you know, in my early years, you know. So now, you know, I'm trying to turn that around and take all, you know, what I learned and, you know, from and try to, you know, help other people so that they can, you know, not have to go through the things that I went through. So, you know, just you know, being brought up like that, being brought up, you know, in rough neighborhoods and, you know, dealing with a not-so-good upbringing as far as your household, you know, things that you had to see and endure at such a young age. So I'm just using all that now and taking all that energy from my past and pouring it into, you know, what's going on now and trying to help this new generation. So that, you know, that's basically, I'm just pouring, that's my purpose. I'm just walking in my purpose, trying to, you know, help as many people turn it around, get it right, you know, as possible. You know, we can help one at a time.
Amen. Well, see, that's what it's really about. You know, people are quick to some kind of way. We got into churches, and I'm not down in churches. Churches are great, and I think church. I'm a member at a church, but I'm saying this because of what you said, and it's going to relate back to what you're saying. Some kind of way we got comfortable behind these four walls called a building, because we are the church, but we got comfortable in these four walls, and so we began hoarding, or we began warehousing people. And what happened was, is once these four walls came about, people then we start seeing little to none evangelizing, people going out in the street and fulfilling the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28. That's what God told us to do, or that's what Jesus told us to do. And that's what you're doing, because you're going out, and like you said, you want to make sure that people don't have to go through what you've been through. So you're really going out and you're telling people about the gospel. You're helping people make a decision to make choices in their life. So I I commend you on that. So we're going to find out now, who is Lottie? Lottie, can you tell us, who is Lottie Johnson?
I am the daughter of Tony Robinson. Of course, she's the author of Concrete Rose. I am the director of the organization, and I'm really passionate about the Concrete Rose Foundation because, this is my generation. I'm 25 years old, and I just look around at the things that I see, especially like via social media, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Like, we have really lost a grip of just morals, values, self-respect, dignity, integrity. Like, it's just we have lost a grip on all of that. So I want to be an example for my generation to show them that, you know, we don't have to do these type of things to get attention. And I honestly feel, I know that the reason why things are so chaotic is because a lot of people are out here hurting. A lot of people are out here living in the past. They haven't let go of a lot of things that, traumatic things that they have dealt with. You know, some people have never even talked about the things that they've dealt with. They just hold them in and, you know, they're, you know, acting out of anger and hurt and all these different type of things. So I want to be a younger, you know, ear and influence on my organization so I can show them, you know, the proper etiquette to just, you know, living in life after you've been through all of these different type of experiences. You know, we want to be able to help people to talk about these things and actually get over these things. So that's, you know, what I want to contribute to the organization, from my perspective.
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I think that's so powerful what you just said, Lottie, and just coming from, I think, a younger generation, and for you to have that gift and that passion to, and the wisdom. You spoke with great wisdom, and so it's obvious, hearing you speak, it's obvious that your mom has sown some good seeds into you, and you've taken not just the knowledge that you've learned from just your mom, but you've taken the knowledge that you've learned probably just throughout your life, and you've applied it. And when you apply that knowledge, you operate in wisdom. And I just heard what you spoke, and you spoke in great wisdom, and I'm glad to hear that you have a passion to reach out to the millennium generation, because we see they're hurting right now. It's we see it every day on social media. That generation, the millennium generation, is just broken. They have no foundation.
Right.
You know, and they are just so, I mean, they're broken. When you see the things that we see, the twerking, the half-dressing, the constant cry out for attention, see me, see me, see me, I'm saying
right.
That they need programs. They need organizations like the Concrete Rose Foundation to step in and do some restoring. So,
absolutely.
So you both have really kind of shared. We understand for those that's just tuning in, we have the founders of Concrete Rose Foundation. We have founder Arthur Tony Robinson. She is the author of the Concrete Rose book, and which is currently that's been out at, that can currently be purchased. Tony, that could be purchased. Can you tell us where that book could be purchased?
Right now, that book can be purchased at Amazon.com, and we're going to people are going to be able to buy it on the website soon. We're getting ready to publish, so they'll be able to purchase it there as well. And
okay.
I can't give out the name of the website. It's still under construction, but the name of it is www.concreterosefoundationorganization.com. Is that no?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Concrete Rose Foundation.org.
Okay, so Concrete Rose Foundation.org. That's where you will eventually be able to purchase the book. But don't fear, because you could purchase the book even. I have another place you could purchase the book. Tell us about the concrete sound, because I understand that the foundation is fairly new. Concrete roads been around, but the foundation is fairly new. And I understand that you have a launching that's going to be coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, Concrete Roads is new. The idea came about, I always wanted to start my own organization because I was just helping people without an organization, and I wanted to take it a step further. So I was actually blessed with the organization. A stranger, complete stranger from Facebook, reached out to me, saw my video. I put a video up with the pictures, so I did one of those picture testimony videos, and it pretty much went viral. The video went viral, and so many people reached out to me, and they were, you know, relating with my story. But the one gentleman, he reached out and ended up blessing me, doing all my paperwork. He said, God told me to bless you. And I said, oh, favor. And he did all my paperwork and got the Concrete Roads organization prepared, which started at the end of this year. And, you know, so at the end of this year, we had went into full business as far as being able to, you know, receive donations and things of that nature. And now we're doing the big launch for it, you know, so that I can tell people about Concrete Roads. People can know about Concrete Roads, and people can be interested in what Concrete Roads is doing, and hoping, you know, people see what we're doing and just want to be a part of that, because it's definitely passionate to me and my daughter. So, you know, she's going to be one of the speakers on the panel. So, when you know, guys out there listening, if you hear my daughter tonight with her, you know, powerful self, I love that young lady, because she does have so much wisdom. She'll be at the luncheon speaking more. You'll hear more from her. We have a host of other speakers, comedians, great food, and just, networking. And just, you know, it's just going to be an all-over good time, just the launch and the start of something beautiful, you know. A household name is born, Concrete Roads Foundation, and I want people to always remember that name, because they will see it, you know. They'll definitely see us doing some big things.
Amen. Now, I'm going to ask you, because I skipped over this part, but not only are you a mother, a wife, a woman of God, you have a ministry, which the foundation is, but you also have your own business. Tell us about your business.
My catering? Yeah.
Well, that too. So let's do the catering, but I also was thinking, I was, you know, you see what I was going on in my mind, because I was thinking about, I love my curves.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So I am definitely an entrepreneur. I've been one all my life. I started off being an entrepreneur in the hair business, did that for 20 years. I have a passion for cooking, so I ended up going into cooking because I was already, like, doing both, and then I shifted all the way over to cooking. And I have a T-shirt line that represents self-love for women that I started with my daughter. You know, anything that I have my hands in, she's right there with me. She's my right-hand man. And, you know, she believes in everything that we're doing, especially, you know, from her point of view, being 25. So, you know, we worked this T-shirt line together and come up with ideas for it. But the concept was to start a T-shirt line that, you know, represented self-love for women, because, you know, we teach self-love, self-value, respecting yourself as a woman, you know, a young lady, a young girl. And so, and with that line, you know, that's why we came up with that, you know, a T-shirt line that represent that women could be reminded to love themselves. So we have I Love My Curves. We have my husband love my curves. My curves are heaven sent, a couple of spiritual ones. My curves are blessed. And I think my curves rock. And one more is my curves
are
in all the right
places.
Yeah. So we started that line, and we're getting ready to launch some summer tanks. And look for those online. We definitely have a page to the listeners out there, and the page is called My Curves Apparel. Shout out on Facebook.
Awesome. My Curves Apparel on Facebook. That's awesome. Sound like you guys are doing some dynamic things that just really empower and speak life back into the wounded. I mean, you know, not
yes.
just, I mean, women, you guys are women, but not just women, but your foundation is going to be critical in helping, given the tools and resources for both male and female. So I think that's a
Absolutely.
Great thing. Yes. And then you also said your catering business, that you have a business, you're actively doing catering.
Yes. Yes,
and
that was, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tony.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't know what you were going to ask me.
Okay, so
it was a little delay, but go ahead.
Because I've seen some of the, you know, food looks scrumptious, so if people were interested in your catering services, do you have an email? And I mean, if that, I could make sure that people, if they're interested in anything that you're speaking of as far as your apparel, your catering service, and Concrete Rose, we would make sure if you do not get the information, please feel free to either hit us up on the MCB Network page or you can email me at coachd@mycoachd.net and I can make sure I get you the information. We did speak about the launching and we gave the dates on that, which is May the 15th, correct? May the 15th, okay. And so there are tickets available for that. Can you give information? I understand that there's an Eventbrite site that people could go to get more information and purchase tickets for that event.
Yes, you can go to Eventbrite. The name is Concrete Rose Foundation Luncheon. It should be under. And
yes.
May 15th from 2 to 6, tickets are $30. So we made it very inexpensive. So $30, you're going to get a great meal with that. So, you know, it's going to be really, really nice. It's going to be well worth, you know, the $30. And, you know, we're going to mention up-and-coming events there as well because we're going to get ready to pretty much get the ball rolling with the Concrete Rose Foundation. So,
great. Now, Lottie, let me come back to you. So, currently you're director of Concrete Rose Foundation. You're also very involved in the apparel line. Because, you know, I'm thinking with your generation and you're staying busy, it sounds like you are moving in purpose. What would you like to see happen? Concrete Rose, this is, you know, part of your vision, but what is a passion or desire you would like to see happen for your generation as it pertains to Concrete Rose? What are some of the things that you really would love to see happen?
I would love more unity within the community. You know, our community in general, in particular, we are hurting right now. We are really lacking a lot of love and, like I said, unity, a lot of family-oriented things and stuff like that. You know, I didn't come from the best, you know, type of family where we were all, you know, together and stuck together and things like that. So, you know, I want to be an advocate for that, to bring that back into the community, you know, helping each other. And family doesn't even necessarily have to be blood related. You know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, somebody you just met, you know, something like that. But I just want to really bring back unity and respect, like I said, and self-dignity. We mentioned earlier how social media is just running rapid with, you know, the twerk videos. The fighting videos, the videos disrespecting the elderly and things like that. And I know it's from people hurting. We mentioned earlier generational curses as well. That plays a big part in a lot of the things that are going on, you know, right now. We have mothers and daughters not speaking to each other, you know, fathers and, you know, sons not knowing their father, you know, fathers in and out their children's lives, mothers not showing their young daughters how, or being an example, rather, how a woman is supposed to be and things like that. So you're essentially just, you know, sending your child out into the lion's den. So I want to be that person that, or that youth that they can look at and say, wow, you know, she didn't come from the best type of upbringing, but she's doing something positive. She's not a follower. She's not following the trend. You know, because like I said, I'm 25, but a lot of people, I'm not the coolest, you know, 25-year-old, so to speak, because I don't follow a lot of the trends. I don't laugh at a lot of the stuff that people think is funny that I think is disrespectful. So, you know, people will think that I'm too good or, you know, I feel like I'm better when, no, I just want us to be better as a people, because a lot of the things, like I said, is just so far gone with the just no self-respect and just lack of respect for other human beings in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to bring a lot of that back, you know, to the community, because we've completely lost the grip on everything.
Amen. What would you say that you've always, would you say that you've always kind of felt like that, or was there a turning point in your life that caused you to look at things differently?
No, I absolutely wasn't always like this. I was one of the ones who thought messed up stuff was funny. I was one of the ones who laughed at people, laughed on other people's expenses. But when I got older, like I would say about within the last 2 years or last year and a half, I really just changed my entire way of thinking. It wasn't anything in particular that happened to me that made me change my way of thinking. I guess it just came with growth. You know, sometimes it come earlier in life for people, sometimes it come later in life for people. But I just started thinking about the stuff that I thought was cool, and I was just like, you know, that's not really cool. But also the people that I started to hang with, I feel like God really started to remove certain people that was in my life because he knew that I wanted better for myself, and he knew that I wasn't going to be able to necessarily change and think differently being around the same people that thought the way that I used to think. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, a lot of sense. Definitely.
Yes.
Well, we have a caller that has a question, so I'm going to bring them in really quickly here. Caller, area code 310, last 41674. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Good evening, Coach D. I'm not gonna stay long. I just wanted to give your guest a virtual hug. I am just from the past few minutes. I am so blessed by what this 25-year-old is saying to me tonight, and so I just want to give her a virtual hug. I'm on my way to another meeting, but I wanted to make sure that she knew that she is blessing us.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Wow,
thank you.
Amen.
We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for those words of affirmation. Those are words of life,
yes.
And we thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Coach. And
God
I
bless.
Will keep listening. Keep listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, yes. Just amazing. What you were saying is just so, you know, I just really wish, and that's going to bring me to my next question for you, Tony, because as your daughter, this is your seed, and I know you must be very proud, but as she speaks, what brings to mind is what do you have coming up? I know you have the launching of your foundation coming up in May, but you have another event that you have that's going to be coming up. in the very near future. Can you tell us a little bit about that event?
Yes. I'm really excited about that event. That event is already titled, it's titled I Am My Mother's Daughter. That event is so important and it's so necessary to have, especially what's going on in today's world. Women of all ages can benefit from being here, I mean being at that event. I Am My Mother's Daughter is an event about coming closer, you know, getting closer, being closer with your daughter, you know, your daughter of whatever age that may be. We're going to have speakers, and you know, myself and my daughter will be two of the speakers, and just, you know, giving our testimony about how we became so close and how it is so important for her and I to work on our relationship no matter what, you know, because I always say, as women, we're quick to work on relationships with men, and we know how that story goes. I don't even have to get into that. But if we will work on our mother and daughter relationships as much as we did those relationships, we will have more loving mother and daughter relationships, and that's what we need, because somewhere at the top, somebody at the top dropped the ball, and they're the foundation. And the foundation is trickling down into the new generation. And so we need to turn that around because, you know, it's not too late. But we can turn it around because you don't have to keep doing what you saw or what you think is right or okay because grandmama did it and grandmama said it was okay. It's not okay if it's not right. You know, so we need to get out of that mindset of thinking because someone in the family or elder did it, that it's okay because it may not be okay at all. So we want to turn that around and we want to turn that thinking around, and that's what this event is about. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, and my hopes is that that room will be filled up because what they're going to get, I already know it's going to be a lot of mother and daughters leaving their change that day from what they're going to get. So, you know, the listeners out there, I am my mother's daughter. If you know a mother and a daughter or a cousin or whoever, you know, that you want to tell about that event, you definitely want to get them there. If you know that they're struggling in their relationship with, you know, their mother or mother struggling with their daughter. So, yeah, that's the next event. I Am My Mother's Daughter, and I can't wait for that one.
You know, I can't wait for that either. I could hear your passion when you speak that, experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for that one because I am my mother's daughter. And, you know, I think what happened from generations to generations, you know, in each generation, I think what we're seeing now is a lot of, we've seen a lot of teenage pregnancies. We've seen a lot of mothers have their daughter at 14, 15, and 16, 17 years old. And so they're growing up. And not just daughters, you know, with the sons too, but we're talking about mothers and daughters right now. So what we're seeing right now in the generation is like, Lottie, very much like you said, is that we see what happens when you see the kids that were born in the 80s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s to kids. Now what we end up with is a lot of immature adults, you know. So now we got all mm-hmm. these immature adults that's not making mature decisions because they weren't raised. You know, their parents in a lot of cases were teenagers that didn't have the maturity, didn't have the experience and the knowledge to downpour into their children anything other than, you know, $200 pair of Jordans or, you know, turning up. You know, turn up what? Once you turn open a book, you know. But this is the thing. You see the parents partying with the kids because they were kids when they had them. And they just don't have what they need. They don't have what they need to give them anything other than what they gave them. And so I thank God for foundations like yours, Tony and Lottie, that's coming up. And I mean, there's a lot of great foundations that's coming up and that's wanting to provide the tools and the resources for people to get whole. Because what we have right now is a lot of brokenness, a lot of damaged goods, so to say. And it's not hopeless. We still have hope. There is still an opportunity for people to get it right. There's still an opportunity. We still can learn. Even at 50 years old, people can still learn. It's up to them if they want to make the change. It's up to them if they want to receive the information and then put it into process. So I am so thankful for Concrete Growth. I'm thankful for the event that's coming up. I know it's going to be an amazing event for people. If you're interested, there is an event coming up for those listening in, and it's Concrete Growth Foundation, and they're doing their launching, and that's an introduction to the foundation. So if you come out on that day, what you can expect is, first of all, you can expect a beautiful environment. It's out on the beach. I think that's Manhattan Beach. So it's going to be out on the beach. So first of all, you got the beautiful environment. And then you come in and you're going to come into some good food. You're going to come into entertainment. You're going to come into great words being spoken, great speakers. So we are just encouraging you that to invite others. The event is May the 15th, and that's on a Sunday. And don't worry, it's not going to take away from you going to church, because you can still go to church. The event starts at 2 p.m., and it's from 2 to 6. And, again, it's going to provide you with I guess that's considered a late lunch, Tony?
Late, I would say late lunch, early dinner.
Yes. Great food, great home cooking food, and, again, entertainment. Some great speakers, and it's basically just introducing you to Concrete Growth. What is Concrete Growth organization about? What does it have to offer? Why? You know, why get involved or why continue to participate? I think once you come and you hear the story, because it's hard for her to tell the story on radio, you gotta be able to really see and hear the story of how Concrete Growth came about. And once you do that, you will find in your heart that it's worth being involved in. There are so many of us that come from the inner cities, and so many of us have a story like Tony, you know, that we haven't told the story, that we slept on the story, that we are still going through. We've never bloomed because we're still stuck in the concrete of the pain of yesterday, of our past. And some of us don't even feel like we could go any further in the future because of what we had to endure in our past. And I say to you, and that's what you guys also know that processing the pain is about. I say to you today that there is hope, that you can go further, that you can reach your dreams, visions, and ideas, that you can be all that you purpose to be, that you want to be, that you desire to be. As I was saying that, I heard this little girl on the there's a new show out called The Little Big Shots, and I don't know if anyone's seen them, but they had this little girl. She couldn't have been more than 2 years old, and she was just speaking this poem. It was so beautiful, and basically the gist of it is that you could be what you want to be and what you desire to be. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to start with Lottie. And Lottie, there's somebody that's listening in on tonight that falls in your generation. If they're not listening tonight, we got people that's going to be listening to this taping, because there is a archive where people that couldn't make the show this evening can listen back at it later. What would you say to that young lady or that young man that's in your generation that grew up under not the best circumstances, and they're making decisions, they're making really not so good decisions based on what they had to endure? What would you say to encourage them on tonight?
First of all, you have to get around people that are positive, number one, and that are accountable, number two. You cannot be around the people that will encourage the foolishness that you do. So, you know, we have a habit of telling people if they, you know, the truth these days are considered hating. So, you know, we have to get back to being able to accept the truth from people. And it's kind of hard for me to accept the truth sometimes. You know, my mom try to come tell me things that I've done. You know, at first I'm like, oh, and then I go think about it. Okay, you right, Mom. I was wrong. I apologize. You know, because it's all about accountability. So you definitely have to get around people who are going to be accountable and let you know that this road that you are going down is not the right road. And then number two, you have to want it for yourself. You know, my mom is a pure example of your upbringing does not have to determine your outcome on life. You know, my grandmother was a drug addict. My mom, you know, her father, you know, died when she, well, was murdered when she was 2 years old. But despite all of the odds she's been through, she still pushed through life and was able to make something of herself. So I look at that and I say, wow, my mom has been through hell and high water and back. If she can push through and make something of herself, then, you know, I can do the same. So, you know, get you someone that you can look at and say, if they've been through this, I can do it. And get around people that are positive and that are going to tell you the truth so that you don't continue going on a down spiral to do things that are going to end up, you know, dead in jail or, you know, anything else that can harm your life.
Amen. Woo. Some great words of empowerment for those listening in. And now, Tony, I'm going to ask you the same thing because now we're talking to our generation. And, you know, and unfortunately, in our generation, we've made some decisions in our past, or even some are still making decisions in their now that are damaging their kids, that are not encouraging them, that's not giving them the right words, that's not giving them the right tools. There's a lot of kids that's broken because we grew up in a generation, and I'm sure you could attest to this, Tony. We had grew up in a generation where we came from our parents, and I don't think they did it. They did it unknowingly. They did it not knowing any better. But we spoke words of death to our children, you know, things like I'll knock your head off, or you know I brought you in this world, I'll take you out, or you know, you we get angry and, oh, you ain't gonna be nothing, or you know, whatever, are you too fast, you know, all these things. And you could probably could say, oh, I can remember that. But we spoke these things to our kids, and you know, we had a little saying that we said, and I don't know if the kids even know today, but when I was a little girl, there was a saying that we said, and it could be no further from the truth, and it was, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And we said that, we memorized it, we got it deep down in our spirit, and it was a lie from the pits of hell, because sticks and stones will break our bones, and bones will heal. But guess what? Words that's been spoken to us that were negative, words that was spoken to us that degraded us, words that was spoken to us that caused us fear, shame, and pain, those words 30, 20, and 40 years later are still haunting people. That's why you see what you see on the streets now. That's why you see people not succeeding. That's why you see people not reaching their goals in life. That's why you see people no further along doing the same stuff 30 years ago now because of words that were spoken. And when you look at people, that's what you see is words. People are housed in words. So, Tony, what would you say to those people that have been housed in the wrong words? What would you say to them today?
Well, kind of what I spoke a little bit about earlier about generational curses, because that kind of tie in. My mother did it. I'm going to do it this way. Her mother was this way before me. So that's all we know. And they go into that whole syndrome. That's all we know. And that's all we know. And I had to say that again because I heard so many people get caught up in that that's all they know, not knowing that there is something else that you can do out there. You can turn it around. We don't have to get caught up in the same way of thinking and the way of being that the people before us did, you know, especially when it's wrong. It's different if, you know, they steered you well and, you know, guided you well in life and things like that. But if that didn't happen, you know, you don't have to get stuck there. And you can change it because, if, you know, the women in our generation, we also have to learn how to not be, because you had asked that question earlier about, like, what would I tell women of our age category? We got to get caught up in being self-righteous. We need to listen to our kids because just because I'm the mother, you know, we have to listen to them because we're not always right. So once again, that whole scenario, we're carrying that same type of person, you know, until our daughter's lives. You know, well, that's how my mother did it. My mother whooped me, or my mother talked to me like that. And another thing that I'm witnessing with a lot of women our age, mothers before them, wasn't loving. So they didn't get hugged, you know. So now that's passing on. So a lot of mother and daughters don't even know how to hug each other and say, I love you, or, you know, show affection towards one another. You know, and that breaks my heart. You know, and I was looking at a show on television the other night, and this woman, you know, I watched the show, and, you know, her character is, you know, she could be sweet, but then she has this little side about her, you know, and all the ladies, you know, they talk about this side, and I see the side, and she said, my mother didn't hug me when I was young, and I was sitting there watching it with my daughter, and we both looked at each other, and we both knew it. We said, and that is part of why she acts this way towards these other ladies. This is where this is coming from, and you know, to friends and people that are around you, they don't understand where the behavior is coming from, but that behavior is coming from up because it was a crack in the foundation. So
yes,
we have to break that generational curse of I'm going to do it this way because that's all I know. And that's exactly why I'm so passionate about the Concrete Rose Foundation, because we're going to have to turn that around. And we need more women, you know, paying attention to their daughters, finding out why there's a distance, because it's not always the kid's fault why the behavior is there sometimes when it's the child, you know, trying to reach to the mother. Sometimes the mother just, you know, is caught up in not wanting to see it or not wanting to own up to it because all she knew was, I'm the mother and you're going to do it this way. And I, you know. And so we have a lot of conflict with, you know, mother and daughter not being able to relate to one another because, once again, we have to break those generational curses. So that's what I would tell, you know, the women of our age out there listening or just in the world today, that we have to do better. We got to break those generational curses. We can't be so self-righteous that we don't open our ears to hear our children and allow them to come to us and talk to us, because, see, a lot of women don't even know how to do that because they never had that. They never had their mother come and sit down and even have a decent conversation because there may have been a whole lot of yelling in the house and a whole lot of cussing and fussing. So that's all they know, and they carry it down. So
yes,
I definitely want to work with women and just stop and cut those generational curses, because you don't want your daughter to end up growing apart from you. You want to grow close in your kid's life. And if there's anything blocking it, we have to find out, get down to the root of it, and we have to be transparent enough, you know, with ourselves. I always say, Lord, show me myself first. Because if I can see myself, the good, the bad, and the ugly, then I can really see what I need to change and see what I need to work on within myself. So I'm not afraid to see myself if I'm wrong or out of line. You know, I'm not afraid of that. So, you know, we need to do that. So that way we can be open enough to allow God to come in and show us what exactly it is we need to pay attention to so we can get better and try to do better by our next, our younger generation.
Woo! Powerful, powerful, powerful. You are so, so, so right. We can't just keep telling people to do better because what does that look like? You know, they say people, you know, you often hear the term, you can't do what you can't see. And that's so true because we just shoot words, even us as believers, we'll tell people, oh, honey, just keep the faith. Well, what does that mean? Well, I mean, if I'm starving, I don't have no food in my icebox, and I ain't got no money, and you just tell me keep the faith, or I'm praying for you, what does that really mean? That don't mean nothing to somebody that's starving. It means absolutely nothing to somebody that may not even have, may not even have an intimate relationship with Jesus. That don't mean nothing, and we're so good for selling people. I'll just keep the faith, honey. I'm praying for you. Hang in there. Just hold on. And that don't mean anything. And so, people, we got to start training people. Got to really start training people. We got to start teaching people. You know, when you think about the churches, yes, you got a lot of teaching that goes on now. There's a lot of Bible churches that's teaching the word. That has not always been the case. I grew up on preaching. And preaching didn't teach you. All preaching did was possibly give you some emotion. And you be in church crying, say, you know, go to the altar. You ain't going to never do it again. And then you leave out of church. And what you do? You do it again. Because you wasn't being taught. You wasn't being given the principles that you need to make the changes. You was hearing words that you didn't know nothing about. We didn't know nothing about faith and, you know, you know, all this other stuff that's being said today that we do know. When people tell us now, you know, not everybody, but most people, you say you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. Now you know that. Well, before you didn't know that. So anyway, what I would like to do, because we're getting towards the end of this show, and it's been a dynamic show, a lot of information that has gone forth. If there's any callers listening in that have a question or have a comment, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment as it pertains to Concrete Rose Foundation or as it pertains to the I Love My Curve apparel or even as it pertains to Tony and Lottie. They both. Lottie makes a mean cookie. She does a marvelous job with these fantastic cookies. So they have the catering, and they have the apparel line, and they have the Concrete Rose Foundation. So, again, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad, and that'll let us know that you have a question or comment. And I just want to say that this has been a great show. Again, we're coming towards the end of the show. And, Tony, I'm just going to ask you one more time if you could just give the information again about the lunching that's coming up in May. For those who may just be tuning in so that they could get the information. And also, I have tickets. So you just have to, you're going to have to stay tuned to the MCD Network because the MCD Network, not necessarily Coach D, but the MCD Network do have tickets. And at some point on one of our shows, and we broadcast 3 times a week, on Monday we have Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Tuesdays, we have Woman to Woman at 7 Pacific Standard Time. And then, of course, on Thursday evenings, we have Processing Pain at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And starting next week, we will be giving away tickets. So you just have to call in on Tuesday or Thursday particularly, and you're going to have to listen in for your chance to win some tickets to the upcoming Concrete Road Foundation luncheon. Luncheon. That's coming up May the 15th. So, Tony, just tell us a little bit more about that, the details of that, please.
Okay, yeah, that's, once again, that's May 15th on a Sunday. The tickets are $30 per person. The time is 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. The location is at the lovely, and I mean this place is gorgeous. It's so beautiful. It sits right on the water. It's called the Doc Waller Youth Center. The address is 12 505 Vista Del Mar player Del Rey. I call him Manhattan Beach, but if you had to Google it, that's what you would have to put in. And the tickets you can get through Eventbrite. You can also get tickets through PayPal. We have a PayPal, and it's concreteroadfoundation@yahoo.com. So that's pretty much it. And we're, you know, if your ticket comes with dinner, we're gonna have entertainment. We're also gonna have some giveaways, and somebody is gonna win this big, huge basket. But I'm not gonna tell what's gonna be in there. But it's gonna be, oh my God, amazing. So whoever wins that basket, they're gonna be real happy about it. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. If you network, it'll be a great networking opportunity. And, you know, that's it. We just going to have some good old-fashioned fun, and you will know more about Foundation. And we just going to fellowship together and just have a good old wonderful time. And you guys will know more about the Concrete Roads Foundation if you come on out. And I suggest you do, because you are definitely going to love it.
And one of the things I wanted to mention, Tony, about that, for those listening in, the Concrete Roads Foundation, at that event, you're going to be learning about the foundation. But not only that, at that event, Tony will be looking for people who are interested or who would like to submit a resume, because, you know, with any foundation, there's positions that are available. And so if you come out, feel free to bring your resume, because this will be a time that you can hear about it, and if you find, or God is tugging on your heart, that you feel like this is something that you want to be a part of, then yes, bring your resume. Be prepared, because this may be the time for you to get involved with something that's dynamic, something that's growing, something that's going to become nationwide. So bring a resume out. You never know. You might end up with a job. You know, and if we have people that's listening in that have baskets that they would like to donate as part of the door prizes that's going to be given away on that day, please feel free to contact Tony. Or like I said, you could contact us here at the MCD Network. We will make sure that she gets all the information or get you connected to Tony. Again, if you have anything, if you have certain things that you would like to donate for door prizes, we would love it. And when you donate to her organization, she is legitimate. So when you donate to her foundation, you could write that off as a charitable donation. You could claim that at the end of the year on your taxes. So we just want to make sure that you know that it's not a fly-by-night, that she is actually a nonprofit organization. And so you're not just donating blindly. She's held accountable for what she's receiving in, and that she's doing exactly what she says she's doing. So just want people to know that this is legitimate, that it's going to be an amazing foundation. It's going to do great things, and you just don't want to miss out on the luncheon that's coming up, so that you can find out more information of what's going on, what to expect in the months to come, and how you could get involved. Amen. So with that being said, we are at the end of our show. And, again, I'm just going to ask one more time, if there's anyone in the audience that have any questions or comments, please dial one on your dial pad. If not, then we're going to go ahead and close out our show on this evening. We want to thank each and every listener for listening in on tonight. We pray that something was said that blesses you. And one of the things I want to say really quick about the event that's taking place in May. As you hear this young lady, 25 years old, I would encourage parents that's listening in, if you have young adult children that's at home, that seems to be going in a way that you're just trying to figure out, okay, they still trying to find themselves, help them find themselves, get a ticket, bring them to the event. Maybe something could be said, or they'll see something at the event that will change the way they think, that would change their life. So if you have young adults at home that you feel like are just trying to find their way, blindly going through life, bring them to the event. Bless them. That's a good investment. That's a good investment. That's sowing seed on good ground. Send them to the event. So, Father, we just thank you on tonight for tonight's show. I thank you for each listening audience, Father God, each person. I pray, Father God, that every person listening in on tonight, that you will bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all they could think or ask. I pray that every need will be met according to your riches and glory. And, Father God, we pray that the words that were spoken on tonight did not fall on bad ground, Father, but that it fell on good ground, that it has taken root, that it is being watered properly, and, Father God, that you will cause increase for Concrete Rose Foundation and other foundations that's coming up behind it. We thank you. We thank our listening audience, and we just pray that you will have a blessed evening. In Jesus' name.
I surrender.